Welcome to episode one of the relationship podcast. What is a relationship? How does it start? Is it by attraction of conversation, attraction of appearance, attraction by financial status, social media, work environment, mutual friend? Well, you get the point. Sounds like almost writing a 101 about dating, marriage, relationship, situationships for dummies. But this is going to be raw. It's going to be live. It's going to be everything and anything that has to deal with any type of relationship. And of course, this is just one of many podcasts that we're definitely going to go ahead and, you know, take charge with. As far as dealing with a relationship and a relationship as far as, you know, getting married and, you know, dying old. So every relationship is different. A lot can do with at what point in your life you are in. What is your situation? Are you newly single? Are you a teenager? Are you a 20-er, 30-er, 40-er? Divorcee? The list can go on. I mean, yeah, there are books written by many, some celebrity, some author, some well-known doctor, but how can you really compare your situation, relationship, marriage, and so forth to someone else's? You know, we get advice from family, friends, coworkers, counselors, but these raw conversations with almost anyone on a podcast is pretty rare. Every single person's view on a relationship is absolutely different on certain situations, experiences, and everyone deals with it in their own matter. Some need acceptance, some need laughter, some need counseling, some need a vengeance, a night out, and so forth. But let's talk about how it starts. It's like the trees, the birds, the flowers and the bees, the sunshine, the rainbow. All that good stuff is definitely in the very beginning. Dates, conversations, getting to know an individual, wooing one another, really showing someone what you really are worth, because that's pretty much what we're doing. We're kind of setting ourselves up and kind of just, you know, showing and telling each other what type of worth we really have. But do we really know our self-worth before we even put ourselves out there to try and know somebody else's self-worth? How do we acknowledge or know what we really want or maybe just need for that moment? For that moment, the long term. I mean, like I said, we watch movies, these movies that make us believe that there really is something out there available for one of us. And of course, we see love differently. And of course, we all know that everybody loves differently, right? Seven languages of love. So we see these movies, we watch our parents, our friends making lasting impressions, but do we or do you think that relationships are so outnumbered nowadays that some people don't even have just one relationship? They have a relationship and situationships. And it's more common now to be in a situationship than an exclusive matter. I mean, people say a good foundation is what makes a good relationship. But what's a good foundation? Everybody has a different observation or thought about what makes a great foundation. Some have beliefs, some follow the Bible, some follow the tingling in their body, the attraction of what it's like to be next to someone. But what is a commitment? A commitment to the person? Do we stop living life for this commitment with the person? Or do we try and develop a relationship that is so open that it allows for other things to possibly get in the way of what you've created, right? A foundation, security, a great trust. I mean, what makes a relationship work? I mean, this is something I definitely want to thrill people on. You know, how easy is it to find someone to lock things down, quote unquote? How do you know when it's a real relationship? We meet or we get involved with another human that we may or may not have any idea about. We may be jaded. We may be in a vulnerable state of mind. We could be going through so many things, so many emotions and feelings that what is it that we're really striving for? There are so many emotions we can be in, but how do we know when a relationship is a relationship? And again, how do we figure out what we want out of a relationship? Are we holding on too tight? Are we making it possible for many individuals to try and challenge each other out by what they have to offer in order for us to make a decision? There's a lot of things that can create a relationship. Past, present. I mean, a lot of people that have been in relationships or situationships always end up getting involved with more and more and more than I think that somebody could really handle. Some people are ready, some people are not ready. But how do you know when you're ready? Is it because there's faith involved, you've prayed about it, or is it because you know yourself, you've dealt with so much that now it's time to tackle, it's time to love someone, it's time to like someone, it's time to go to dinner with someone, it's time to live with someone? But how do we really know? Who defines what a relationship really is? Is there a guideline? Because everybody thinks differently, and there isn't a guideline. There isn't a structure for a relationship. There is no instructions on how to make a relationship really work. I'm definitely going to deliver some raw, probably funny, sad, angry moments that people are probably going to be like, wow. And these are people that nobody really knows. These are probably going to be people that some may know. And I'm definitely going to have some type of celebrity definitely join me on a podcast just because I think it's funny. You know, we don't get just somebody to jump on a podcast and talk about their experience. And I think it helps people that are out there just to kind of hear what they need to hear or fill the void that they're trying to fill. And, you know, I definitely want this to be just something raw, something super unscripted, and reach out to as many people as we definitely can. And hopefully this message reaches you from wherever you are. And we'll definitely get into episode 2 come next week, where it's probably going to be shocking. I can't really figure out what subject I want to talk about next. But if there's something you definitely want to relate to, is there something that you definitely want to talk about, let's talk about it. It could be a male struggle. It could be a female struggle. Insecurity. It could be your craziest dating experience. It could be if religion is a huge part in a relationship. Do girls fall in love too quickly? Do they become psycho in situations? Do they become stalkers? Why do they become stalkers? What about a guy? Guys do the same thing, because obviously it's, you know, they can do it. Women can do it. When does no mean no? Are you looking for a companion? Are you looking to be taken care of? Are you so independent to the point where you don't need someone or something in your life in order for you to be fulfilled? What's your pet peeve? I mean, do you look at their hygiene? Do you have something you don't like breath, the way they brush their hair, the way their appearances, their facial hair, their everyday living? Do you stereotype? Is there a dating website that you went to that you were just like, oh my gosh, yeah, you hear about catfishing and stuff, but what else is out there that people really want to hear? People really want to know. Relationship everyday struggles. You know, did they forget to do the laundry? Did they forget to flush the toilet? Did they forget to, you know, clean up after themselves? Did they forget to turn the heater off? Did they forget to shut the door? Did they forget to put gas in your car? What is it that you want to hear? And I definitely want feedback, and hopefully next week when we get into episode 2, we'll get enough feedback or tally on what we really should talk about. I definitely, like I said, want this to be raw. I want it to be whatever emotion comes at that time, and I definitely want to sit down with people and just really get a voice for not just themselves, but just to really figure out what it's like for someone, a human being in the everyday world, to get into some type of ship. And when I say ship, it's a situationship, relationship. It could be that you're seeing someone that's married and you're there. You could be the Sancho ship. I don't know, Sancho ship. You want to call it whatever it is. But we will definitely get back. Hopefully, I will be able to have some crazy, something sad, something, who knows. But thank you for joining, and I will see you on the podcast next week. Talk to you soon.